Good morning and thank you for joining us this Thursday, the 2nd of May. I'm Sophia Mavridis, a market analyst with Bell Direct. Well, US equities closed mixed overnight after the Federal Reserve kept rates on hold at 5.25 to 5.5% and ruled out that the central bank's next move could be a hike. While the Dow Jones closed higher off the back of the Fed's announcement, the broader market finished lower after a volatile trading session. Now, during the session, the S&P 500 was up 1.2% before closing 0.34% lower, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq had climbed 1.7% before closing 0.33% lower. Now, looking to the day ahead, well, the Australian market is set to open 0.07% lower this morning, following heavy losses yesterday across all industry sectors. The ASX 200 had closed yesterday's trading session down 1.23%, with energy and materials weighing down on the market the most. Now, the market will also be watching NAB's share price today. The bank released its half-year results this morning and announced that it will buy back up to $1.5 billion of its own stock as profit at the lender came in line with expectations. Cash earnings declined 13% to $3.55 billion in the six-month period ending March 31. Also today, continue to watch Qantas's shares following a data breach on the airline's app yesterday. Qantas passengers were seeing details of other customers on their app, including the name, flight details, and loyalty points. QAN declined 1.2% yesterday. Also watch Woolworths WOW after the supermarket sold down its stake in Endeavour Group, that's EDV. Now, Woolworths may see an uptick today after closing in the red yesterday after announcing the $468 million Endeavour sell down, which offset a broad market sell-off. Woolworths' third quarter sales results are also expected to be released today. And Endeavour Group, their share price is looking bullish today, so keep watch of Endeavour as well. In commodities, oil is trading more than 3.4% lower at $79 per barrel, the lowest price in over a month as the rebound in US crude stockpiles supported supply of a ceasefire in the Middle East. Gold is trading higher, advancing more than 1.3% to $2,321 per ounce, but remaining near the low levels seen about a month ago as US traders digest the latest Fed's meeting. And iron ore is steady at $110 per ton. And in economic news, well, balance of trade data for March will be released today at 12:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. Now, to end on some trading ideas for your consideration today, well, Bell Potter maintains a buy rating on Aries Resources, that's AIS, after the multi-mine copper gold production and exploration company released its March quarter report. Now, Bell Potter have increased their 12-month price target from 23 cents to 30 cents, and at the current share price of 25 cents, this implies 17.6% share price growth in a year. And Trading Central have identified a bearish signal in Sigma Healthcare, SIG, indicating that the stock price may fall from the close of $1.25 to the range of $1.08 to $1.12 over 35 days, according to the standard principles of technical analysis. Now, to receive more insights and research that is available exclusively to Bell Direct clients, open your Bell Direct account via the link in the description box below. And that's all for this morning. I'm Sophia Mavridis with Bell Direct. Have a great day, and as always, happy investing.